Welcome to the Ask Dr. Deanna Show. I'm Dr. Deanna Osborne, your host. Join me weekly as I cover various health-related lifestyle medicine topics that you get to request. This show is for anyone who wants to proactively improve their health position. I hope you enjoy the show. Welcome back to the Ask Dr. Deanna podcast. I'm excited to be with you today and to bring yet more information about hormones and just about a variety of health topics that I pretty much get asked about on a daily basis. So today we're going to talk a little bit more about hormones, and specifically this is probably directed more toward that perimenopausal or postmenopausal woman. Next week, we're actually going to deal a little bit more with some issues that affect more the reproductive age, specifically dealing with infertility and some issues like that, infertility, PMS, etc. But today we're going to talk about and really pose the question, are hot flashes keeping you up at night? So many women come to me and they are struggling with these issues, whether it's hot flashes, night sweats, weight gain, insomnia is a huge one. There are so many symptoms. So I want to kind of go through some of the symptoms that we see in the perimenopausal period or postmenopausal period and how this can affect life and really make things quite miserable. So let's start with hot flashes. First of all, what is it? Why does a person's body even do that? I think that's a good question. I've had people ask me that before. And basically, a hot flash is something that is caused by vasomotor instability. And vasomotor instability just simply means the vasculature becomes unstable. Why does it do that? It's basically because of the dramatic decrease in estrogen levels that a woman might experience during that perimenopausal period or that postmenopausal phase. And quite honestly, for many women, hot flashes can be absolutely debilitating. And can just cause so much dysfunction for their day-to-day life in terms of work, et cetera, because this vasomotor instability, not only does it just have a mind of its own and can be triggered at any point, but there are other things that we do in life that can trigger it as well. For example, alcohol can actually trigger hot flashes in that period of time, the perimenopausal, postmenopausal period, but also spicy foods can trigger it. And then even if you were to become anxious or nervous about something, that will trigger it as well. So imagine this, here you are, you're in a, you know, perimenopause or postmenopause, you know, time period of your life, you are trying to work a full-time job, and you're feeling a little anxious because you have all these hormone changes that you don't really know what to do with yet. On top of it, the anxiety then triggers additional hot flashes. This is the reason that so many women, that term that got coined at one point called a hot mess, I think that that's a lot to do with that. So that's what's going on with a hot flash. A night sweat is very similar. It's just that you're under covers, and so it feels a little different than a hot flash, but it's the same phenomenon. It's the same thing that's going on. That is sometimes what is causing the insomnia, or maybe even where it starts for a lot of women, where they're just suddenly not sleeping well. And so then you've got a lot of women in their 40s, 50s, and so, you know, they're not getting restful sleep, and they're just really struggling from the to do the day to day because they are having sleepless nights because of these symptoms, and then on top of that, okay, so maybe it's not the hot flash, maybe it's not the night sweat causing the insomnia, but there are certain metabolic things, hormonal things that are happening within the body that can contribute, and one of the biggest ones there is a low progesterone level that can absolutely cause or contribute to this insomnia, and many women have trouble with that. So, in addition to the hot sweat or the hot flashes, the night sweats, the insomnia, there's also bring in some weight gain. The metabolism changes dramatically, and suddenly, you find that it's very easy to gain 5 pounds in a week or 5 pounds in a month. And so there's that issue, which has a lot to do with insulin metabolism, et cetera. And then throw in there some joint pain, because when the hormones change and there's this dramatic change, you'll see that the most common time for a woman to develop an arthritic type of condition or joint pain, et cetera, is usually during that perimenopause or postmenopausal time period. Mood swings, irritability are part of it, as well as decreased libido, decreased sex drive. We'll see that kind of happen a lot. That's actually one of the number one complaints that I get in my practice. And then just an overall, in general, feeling off. Okay, which could be depression, anxiety coming in as well. So you can see why the term hot mess, is applicable in this particular stage of life. So what can we do about that? I think that first of all, it is understanding what's going on. It is a change and it can be very trying. So give yourself some grace for sure. And also, I think that when you look at from a diet standpoint, never has diet been more important than during this phase. And so, everything that we've been talking about that I've been teaching and training all along on the intermittent fasting, reducing the carbohydrate content, getting those high circulating insulin levels down. Okay. All of those things make a huge difference. Eating more green vegetables, eating healthy fats, getting adequate protein, in the diet, and just lowering the carbohydrate content so that you are not constantly burning sugar. We typically are either burning sugar or we're burning fat. When you look at how the body works, it's kind of got two systems or two engines, if you will. It's going to have a sugar burning engine and a fat burning engine. When we're constantly snacking and we're constantly eating just a tremendous influx of sugar that can come in the form of carbohydrates as well, you are a sugar burner. When you do intermittent fasting and you basically are eliminating some of that sugar and you're having way less carbohydrates in the diet, it is forcing your body to burn some of the fat, which again will help to ultimately lower blood sugar levels, lower insulin levels as well. So that's one thing. So diet is number one. That is so important. Drinking, the adequate amounts of water, lemon with water, that can make a difference as well. Getting your green vegetables, all those things. But in addition to diet and to fasting, we also can add in, sometimes we'll do some hormonal testing. In my practice, we typically will use a lab called Rupa Health. It's just a group that we've partnered with for ease of testing, and we will test hormone levels that might be through saliva, might be through blood work, but you can have your hormone levels tested to know where you are. And especially if you feel confused about it. You're not sure where you are. You're not sure, is this even the problem that I'm having? Yes, I've got a lot of these symptoms, but is this coming from a hormone? What is at the root of it? Is it truly hormones? Because sometimes it could be another hormone. It could be a thyroid problem, something along those lines, which again is another hormone. These hormones, they are just, something. They're very, very powerful. They're little compounds that do a lot within the body. So you can do testing, and I think that's great. Okay. For a lot of people, it is a good idea to get tested to know where are you? What is at the root of this? For some people, they will try some, there are some alternatives that you can try maybe before going that route, and you might get good results with that and may not need to do the testing. One of those would be for the person who's perimenopausal or postmenopausal. Oftentimes they might use a little bit of over-the-counter transdermal progesterone. That is a bioidentical progesterone compound that's available over-the-counter. It can be ordered in a variety of places. We carry one on our website as well. But that is a product that can oftentimes balance things out. I consider that to be the primary balancing hormone. And the reason I say that is, number one, it does a great job of restoring sleep. Okay. So that's the first thing, is that it's going to restore sleep. Number two, it also, our body has the ability to take progesterone and use it to make testosterone. So if somebody's low in testosterone, you know, they'll see some improvements there. We can even take progesterone and make estrogen if needed. So that's why it's a good kind of starting place for many people. I've also had a lot of women use what we call an adaptogenic herb called ashwagandha. You frequently hear about ashwagandha used for anxiety, sometimes for depression. But what we found is that it also can help with hormone imbalances. It can help with a lot of those symptoms that I mentioned earlier in that area. So that would be something worth, you know, checking out as well, the ashwagandha. So if you are someone who's listening to this and you're thinking, I don't know where to go, I don't know, you know, what to do or whatever, one of the things that I do recommend, first of all, Dr. Deanna's Healing Handbook, you can find that at deannaosborne.com. But that is a handbook that I put together for patients. I cover hormone imbalance in the handbook. I cover a lot of the diet, the intermittent fasting. All of that information is in there. Yes, it's science-y, okay? You know, it definitely leans a little hard there with a lot of the research and so forth to back up the information. So it's definitely heavy on the science. But it's a good explanation, and you don't have to read it all at once. It can just be a little piece here and there that can help you, maybe whatever the thing is that you're dealing with at the time. So that would be one resource. Another resource would be something new that I'm excited about. RestorationHealthLLC.com is a new virtual practice that is hormone balance and weight management. So that would be something that you could check out as well for information or consultation, especially if you felt like you wanted to have hormones tested, but you weren't really sure where to go to have that done. So that is the kind of broad overview of hormones and specifically those symptoms. So the question today was really, you know, are hot flashes keeping you up at night? And for a lot of women, it starts with a hot flash, but then it's really more of a hormonal imbalance where their progesterone levels are low. And because of that, they're just not sleeping well. I can't tell you how many women I've had who will start using some bioidentical progesterone. Sometimes we have to move up from that and do a compounded progesterone. That's maybe an oral formulation, a capsule that they would take. But how many women have started using that and have said that it was amazing the difference in their sleep, just having sleep restoration. And I am a big believer in restful sleep. I am a big believer in adequate sleep. And I think that it makes an incredible difference in terms of not only hormone balance, but anxiety and depression, you know, mental health in general, as well as just the giving the body the ability to repair itself, to regenerate, to do all of the detoxification, the immune system. So many things are happening while you're sleeping. So if you're the person who thinks, you know, I don't have time to sleep because I've got to do this, do that, do, there's just not enough time. Trust me, you're doing a lot of work while you sleep. Your brain is regenerating. There are just so many things that are happening while you are sleeping. So be graceful with yourself and allow yourself the sleep that your body needs. So thanks so much for joining in today. I hope you'll join in next week. Next week, we're going to gear this more toward that younger generation. A lot of the women who are dealing with issues like infertility, PMS, some of those problems, and just how diet, nutrition, as well as some other things that can kind of help them through that phase. So thanks so much and look forward to being with you again next week. I hope you enjoyed that episode. For more information, visit me at deannaosborne.com. Find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Dr. Deanna Osborne. I really want to hear from you, so message me. I love taking your messages and creating topics from them. Please rate, review, subscribe, and share my show with those who have an interest in health and wellness. Thank you for tuning in and see you next week.